T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 8:05. It is time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. No dining rooms at Salt and Smoke open yet, but they are continuing to do curbside contact-free carryout as well as delivery. SaltandSmokeSTL.com. Get on board. We're also on Instagram Live right now at the Wake Up Y98. Follow us on there. We've been posting the cage match videos, which are fun, and a lot of other great stuff on there at the Wake Up Y98. And watch this segment live as it unfolds in real time. You hear that, Kev? Real time.
I hear it.
Last thing
I'll adjust my camera.
Natty Light is giving you a free case of beer for filing your taxes.
Sweet.
They're doing their part. They've teamed up with Tax Act, which is one of those, you know, online tax things. You do it and you get a rebate to go get a whole case.
Wow.
Not just a beer. That's a big deal. Because a lot of people like a beer to reward themselves at the end of filing their taxes. And
but why Natty not a whole Light, case of Natty Light? I mean, I'd rather just pay more taxes.
Wow.
Wow. Man.
Come on. That joke wrote itself.
You hate St.
Jen
Louis.
Myers. Jen at Y98.com.
Yeah, anyway, you can choose between original Natty, Natter Days, or Natural Light Hard Seltzer.
Oh, what's that, Natter Days again? Is that like a flavored one?
I'm sure there's a flavor to it.
Right.
I'm going to look it up.
They did a survey asking people if they will eat at a buffet once all of this is over.
Ooh.
Hey, you guys? Lance? No.
Here's my buffet story. If you ever see me at a buffet, you'll look at me and say, why is that guy eating fried chicken with a knife and fork? There is a reason I do not pick up food at a buffet. I have not for years and years and years because I watch the behavior. And it's like, mm-mm. I've been like that for years, so
but you'll interested. Eat it.
Yeah, you won't pick it up, but you'll eat it?
I'll eat it, but yeah. Because, I mean, you know, okay, so you go up there and you grab, let's say, the fried chicken with tongs. So you put that on your plate. Hopefully, I've not seen it. Hopefully, not people are not going up to the buffet and grabbing things from the buffet with their hands.
Oh, you're worried about everyone touching the tongs and
right.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not a... It depends what kind of buffet it is. If it's a brunch buffet, I'm all over it. That's about it, though.
Yeah, people are... And this did not say when there's a vaccine. It just said when the restrictions are lifted. 27 people said, yeah, they probably will. 65 said, no way. 8% are not sure.
8%? Oh.
They're gonna wait. They're gonna see how it goes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I was a huge, but no, that's not true. I guess in some, I like a good Indian lunch buffet.
A good breakfast buffet. Yeah,
a good buffet is a nice thing.
All the naan.
Na 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 na. That's what I call it.
Okay. Can I go back to Natterdays, by the way? It's strawberry lemonade beer. So I reverse my stance. Yeah, I would totally take some Natterdays.
Oh, you felt the pressure.
You felt the pressure.
City of St. Louis calling out Navy product and you reverse. Oh, I love the lemonade. Yeah.
I would try Natterdays.
So many things reopening, so many restaurants reopening at limited capacity. We would encourage you to go over to camelx.com where they'll tell you all the different things that are coming up. But just a few as I was reading through it. Blood and Sand, the dining room there, May 26th, limited capacity. Cobalt Smoke and Sea, dining room patio are now open, limited capacity. The Wheelhouse downtown, which is a huge bar. This is interesting. Yeah. It's all reservations. So they're doing a brunch. You got to make reservations, but late night, which is really just means that them open as a bar, but you have to make reservations. No walk-ins at all. Which I think is interesting. Frida's reopening the sidewalk terrace real soon. Vindicet today is
they have
open.
That rooftop bar.
Yeah, they're open for dinner. Barcelona just reopened the patio and the dining room at 25% occupancy. Basso, City Coffee and Creperie, where I had breakfast not too long ago. Anyway, lots of places. So camelx.com, they'll have all the details on all the places and when they're opening, what the capacity is, what the situation is. And finally, so a lot of different places that maybe traditionally didn't offer delivery or carry out or anything like that decided to get into the game because they were shut down. One of those places, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
You know what? The whole article I read referred to it as Chuck E. Cheese.
It's a misspelling then.
But even this quote from the spokesperson who is employed by Mr. Charles Entertainment Cheese, they refer to it as Chuck E. Cheese. So I don't know because I've been corrected on this very radio show many times for saying
Listen,
Chuck E. Cheese.
I wish it were Chuck E. Cheese.
But it's Chuck E. Cheese. That's the name of the place.
Yeah. It's weird. Apostrophe it's Chuck E. Cheese's.
Well, someone needs to tell their spokesperson. Because, again, in the quote, they said Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, I don't know. Charles is letting things slide, apparently. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind, you can imagine. regardless, they got into the game. But they knew that people weren't, you know, when going through their delivery app, they knew people weren't going to be like, oh, Chuck E. Cheese sounds great tonight, or Chuck E. Cheese is whatever. So they're listed on delivery apps as a fake local restaurant called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Pasquale's.
Because Pasquale is one of the characters when the band performs when you go to Chuck E. Cheese or Chuck E. Cheese's. And so they just made him into a place. So all these people were ordering pizza and wings thinking they were supporting a local place. But actually, it was going into Charles E. Cheese's pocket.
What?
I know.
Hmm.
How do you feel about this as the foodstuffs correspondent and host?
I skipped right over deciding how I felt about that because what's also out there now as this story breaks is the origin, the Chuck E. Cheese origin story, which I wasn't super familiar with, and it is really something. Do you guys mind if I share it?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Does it have to do with the founder founding another company?
No.
Oh.
No, this is the origin story for the mouse or rat himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Charles Entertainment Cheese, as he's known, he grew up in an orphanage called St. Marinara's. He didn't even know his own birthday. He was in an orphanage. He didn't even know his own birthday, so he celebrates everyone else's birthday instead.
Oh, wow.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah, so later he moved to New York looking for his big break, where he found a home above the kitchen of a pizzeria run by an Italian chef named Pasquale.
Pasquale.
So Pasquale discovers the pest in his kitchen and they were trying to kick him out, but he started singing. Pasquale was so shocked that he dropped his rolling pin. And he said, "A mouse that can sing? My restaurant is saved. I'm going to make you a star," he told the mouse. And then they started jamming together, and the rest, as they say, is history.
And then Charles murdered him in his sleep and changed the name of the restaurant to Chuck E. Cheese's?
That got dark unnecessarily.
Why isn't it called Pasquale's?
They started because he knew who the star was. That's the thing, you know. Pasquale.
It's a little too close to Ratatouille. Say that.
If Pasquale, this was long before Ratatouille. If Pasquale was good at two things, it was making pizza and recognizing talent. And that's why he called it either Chuck E. Cheese or Chuck E. Cheese's. Nobody's sure. Who can say?
Oh, well, actually, can I weigh in on that?
If you're on my side, you can.
I am on your side because I looked it up. Their website is chuckecheese.com, not Chuck E. Cheese's. And if you go to their frequently asked questions page on the site, listen to what it says here. What makes an ideal international Chuck E. Cheese?
Everybody turn up your radio. Go ahead, Lance.
Not Chuck E. Cheese's. What's the size of a standard Chuck E. Cheese? Not Chuck E. Cheese's.
Mm.
The whole page lists every time it's Chuck E. Cheese, not Cheese's.
Hmm.
That's their own website.
Straight from the rat. Because, man, have I gotten beat up over the last 2 years on this show for saying Chuck E. Cheese.
I feel like they just got rid of, I think, through the pressure. Listen, I don't agree with it. I'm just saying it's Chuck E. Cheese's, but I think they finally caved to the pressure.
This is Jen's second backpedal of this segment, just so that we're on the same page.
If we were in the same studio, I would...
Can't wait to see what
the sentence
goes.
Throw something at you.
Lance, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Lance. I'm sending you a case of Natterdays.
Hey,
please take your time. Talk about traffic as long as you'd like.
Fortunately, I don't have a lot of info to share in that regard, so that's good. And lack of info usually, generally speaking, equates to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.